You served as an assembly member for 3 years, 2018 to 2020, and you then didn't seek re-election. So I want to know, that was 2 years ago. Why are you throwing your hat back in the ring after 2 years off the assembly?
Well, I was on the assembly, and I found it a wonderful and interesting experience. However, it seemed sometimes a little bit frustrating when I was in a many, many votes, 6-1 or 7 or that kind of thing, or 5-2, and it was just somewhat a little frustrating. However, after my term, I felt that that it just may be better to, since I have attended all of the virtually all of the assembly meetings after I left the assembly, that it just may have been better for me to be a persons to be heard, because as you know, every after every motion you get 3 minutes. And so I thought I would be able to give my 3-minute opinion, and I thought that that might be more fruitful. And actually, in retrospect, looking back over those 2 years, I think I did have a definite effect on assembly thinking. And so I felt that that was, I'll say, a positive thing. Why I am throwing my hat in the ring now is because we are entering uncertain economic times. And I try to be introspective, and I take notes at every meeting. I write down every single question that an assembly member asks, and I also do a summary of their answers. And I watch the flow of how people think and so forth. And I think that the assembly could have done better over the last 2 years. I think that, and because of that, I felt it's time to get off the bench and hopefully get back at the table. We also get a pitcher of ice water, which is an advantage. But the important thing is, I felt that they could have done better, and 3 minutes in certain for certain issues were just not making it, and I needed more, I'll say, more time to, I'll just say, elucidate points that I had wished to make. And again, because we are entering these interesting economic times, it's very important to be conscious of the city's financial condition, especially on the revenue side.
So looking back at your last term, what do you think your biggest success was in your role as an assembly member?
If I were to, I participated in many, many things, and that's kind of a difficult question, but if I were to figure out one thing, is that I try to take the time and read everything within the packet and then do additional research. And from that information, I try to construct at least what I thought were credible solutions, because I believe in a process of problem solution. It's not just elucidating a problem, but trying to come up with a solution. And while doing that, I felt that I was able to explain from the assembly table many of the issues. A lot of times I see, especially in the last 2 years, there's not that effort to explain to our friends, neighbors, relatives, what's going on in the city and how we came to that particular conclusion. So I figure if there is a single thing, it's that I tried to, be transparent and transmit information about what's going on in the city, because it's important for the residents of this city to know where we're going.
And you may have already, you kind of, I think, already spoke to this in both of those answers, but if if elected, what's your top goal for the upcoming term? Is there a particular issue that you're really going to focus on?
The issue is finance, and that is you hear talk at the assembly table about a strategic plan. And to me, if you don't know where you are, meaning financially, you can't possibly know where you're going. And so the first things that I would like to see are, one, that we develop a state of the city where everything is kind of laid out in a way for citizens as well as assembly members to understand the actual financial aspect of the city, because this is the key. It's the Little Sisters of Mercy in Chicago. They ran a hospital system, and their famous line was, no margin, no mission. And even though we may be getting a little shot in the arm with the tourism and so forth, I think the economic aspects out there on the horizon need to be taken into consideration. And we need to, develop a more, conservative way of dealing with our finances. And part of it is to understand where we are. In when I was on the assembly, it was like living paycheck to paycheck. And that's not a way to run a city. And I feel that if I had an opportunity to do one thing, it would be to fully elucidate the financial status of the city, and then from there, develop a coherent, thoughtful, and effective plan to move forward, meaning understanding what we really need in the city, prioritizing, and really get a handle on it. Because if we don't, then I feel that we are potentially in for a real surprise. And I don't like surprises. That's why I would order x-rays.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before you kick off your campaign for the next month?
Well, what I would like to add is everybody can always do better. And I believe introspection on performance is very important. And therefore, that is the primary reason I am throwing my hat back in the ring, or getting off the bench, as it were. And it all boils down to the economy and finances. Everything else is a heck of a lot easier. Because the root of all of the current issues, example, the haul-out, et cetera, all revolve around how you finance these items. And my commitment to the city is very real, as evidence that I continue to come. And I'm certainly unique in the fact that I am there every meeting and I read every packet. So one thing is I already enter the race up to speed. I have followed the assembly now very closely for half a decade. And, I'm fully, ready to jump in, because I know the history and I have a deep knowledge of the city. But because of that commitment, I'm not going away, win or lose. And so I will still be there, either as a person to be heard, or as an assembly member, because I will be living here until my ashes are spread, in the Alaska economic news, which was actually on KCAW, people in Alaska are coming and going at a higher rate, meaning they're leaving. And if you look at Southeast by the numbers, we are losing population. And we need to get a handle on that, develop creative solutions to deal with what's happening here in Sitka, and to best insulate ourselves and protect ourselves in every one of the aspects of the workings of the city. And that includes, whether it's the fisheries, whether it is infrastructure, whether it is just any of the many items that keep this city going. That's where I'm going to be. And because I have knowledge now, I'm going to approach this in a much different way, and I think in a much more productive way, since my knowledge base is pretty darn good. So that's where I am, and I will. I just look forward to, you know, being able to express my opinion and hopefully move to positive solutions and knowledgeable solutions.